A crystal ball illuminates, projecting an image of the Tech Inc. factory floor. A guide is taking a young class of Cleric Academy students through the building, showing them how it works. Security orbs, crystal balls, armor for the city's police force, as well as black magic-canceling bracelets are being packaged and prepped for shipping. Leaning in his chair, on his elbow with a hand propping up his head, is Alistair, the CEO who has made many offers to Hagwarts and its patrons. He stares blankly at the image and lazily turns his eyes to his desk. There, an illustration of his wife, Maureen, and his two kids are wrapped in an embrace encircling him, standing tall in the middle. He stares at it for a second, sighs, and taps the crystal ball, and the image shifts. It cuts to a much darker room, a room for research and development. Alistair stands and puts his hands behind him. Massive workbenches stretch in two rows, surrounded on either side by employees toiling away on new projects, new armor, swords, bows, that are brought to an enchanter table where the magic is funneled into the items. There's a flash from a small testing pen in the corner of the room, as a worker wielding a hammer flies across the room after hitting some new bounce-back armor. At a table, a black bracelet is shattered and pieces are being carved. Another training pen behind this has an archer shoot an employee. The arrow sticks, and the employee forms a small ball of water in his hand, shakes his head, and carefully removes a black-tipped arrow. Another pen shows a man with a sword and blue armor attack another in red armor. Blue runs the sword through the red, and instantly you see the red-armored person holding the sword and the blue impaled. A team of medics rush to the fallen worker, and the test team celebrates. The door to Alistair's office opens, and a messenger says, "A letter for you, sir. Scout 42 said it was urgent." Alistair opened it, and after reading its contents, walks briskly to his desk and grabs his dress robes and turns to the messenger. "Get the department heads and have them meet me at my carriage. We are going on a trip." And the messenger says, "Okay, what should I tell them is in the letter?" He smiles and says, "Leverage." Previously on Perception Check. The Coalition nears completion of their goal in the Plane of the Gods. Meanwhile, on the Mortal Plane, Shelby witnesses for the first time a charismatic enemy fall brutally at the hands of his party. With Sorrow, Daryl, and David, they found a spiritual fountain that healed them once they read a blessing. And with one tunnel left, they move forward to find Shanti Jams and hopefully a way to bring the Coalition home.
Welcome to Perception Check.
You guys are in a dim cave.
Was that it backwards?
Maybe. Sorry. Go ahead.
As you come to, you're resting. So I mean, not necessarily all of you were sleeping, but you were resting, and you feel rejuvenated. You have your spell points back and all that jazz.
I took a 10-15.
I think you guys healed in the fountain, so I think you're tipsy-topsy on health as well.
And Shelby has just been loudly stretching for the past 5 minutes. Just like...
That's good.
So what do you guys do?
Let's see. We need to find Shanti. Which... Are there a bunch of tunnels? Should I roll a perception to see what...
I've already described it. There's only one direction you guys haven't really looked yet.
Well, apparently if he's here...
Down the other way.
Yeah. Apparently
guys,
if he's here...
I think we should go down the direction we haven't gone down yet.
That's good thinking. If we're going to find someone that we can't find, we should go somewhere we haven't been. That doesn't make any sense at all.
I don't know. It just came to me.
You are so brilliant.
God, that
you know, Daryl, you got a good head on your shoulders.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So
you guys walked up the stream from the fountain. That's how you got here. And there is a path leading away from the fountain due north of where you are with some steps going up.
How long does it take for us to travel this way?
What way?
Like down this path. Is it like a long path or is it a short path?
From where you are?
Yeah.
To the path?
Yeah.
I'd say maybe... it's only like 30 feet away to the first step.
Okay, so before we do that, can I do something?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, you know, guys, after seeing what you did to that lich in there, I know that we're going to be okay. And if we come across anything in our path, we will be successful. Because I believe in our mission to find the Coalition of Light. And I believe in each and every one of you. And I do this for a while. And I'm using my Inspiring Leader trait, which gives 6 creatures your level plus Charisma temp HP once between rests. So, you're going to get... 3... you guys get an additional 10 HP.
Hey!
Sweet. Nice!
Nice! Thanks, Shelby.
Inspiring courage.
I feel inspired.
Inspiring leader.
Yeah. I feel like I have some more blood in me.
So you give an inspirational.
That's probably
thought.
Yeah. We should and get just it kind out of there. Tell them, like, I believe in everything. And they're probably just like.
Sorrow bots.
Yeah, let's not interrupt.
Shelby's
them.
Over here like, guys, I have a dream. That one day, all races.
4 scores and 7 years ago,
a tree told me.
A tree told me
that I had a dream. I don't remember the dream, but a tree told me I had it. And my children were playing with other people's children who were a different race than my children.
And I was like, you know what? This is cool.
Okay. Well, let's go. All
right. I think there's like a silence when Shelby's like done, and then he's kind of like, well. Moving on.
You rolling stealth?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it, but 20. I think I'm gonna head down the path a little ways. I'm gonna
21 to stealth.
Let's get to the. Go ahead.
I'm gonna go ahead a little bit, and
you're moving on ahead.
I'm gonna look for traps out. As I go.
I rolled a 2 for stealth, and I have -1 dexterity, so that would be a 1.
Wow, that's
a good roll.
We're doing golf scores, right?
That's a natural 20 on stealth. I don't know why I wasted it on stealth, but...
Because you didn't know what you were going to roll.
And, yep. And once we get up to the steps and see the new path, I'd like to do a perception
check. I rolled an 18 to stealth.
Okay.
Whoops.
So everyone's stealth except Shelby, who's just, like, dragging his feet through the rocks.
I just thought I should try it.
He's slightly squatting and his shell's just like scraping.
Look at me. So you're thrill. On the path and you roll your perception check?
I got a bad sneeze.
And what did you get?
I have to check my pluses, but it was a 16. Plus perception, plus 4, so that's a 20.
Okay, just a moment.
So I got a natural 20 plus, I don't even know, plus 2. So I got 22. Nat 20 on stealth, and then a 20 on perception.
Wow. Well, your enemies are if there are any, mm-hmm. are rolling super shitty. So let me tell you what you saw.
If there are any.
You see a lot of webbing on the walls of the cave, and even, like, it's thick enough to the point where there's some, like, webbing on the, like, across the ground. Just a lot of cobwebs.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually see some weird looking like balls of webbing, kind of like what spider eggs look like.
You rose.
I immediately burned them all.
They're all in the path. Really? Okay. This path goes forward, basically straight ahead. Up some steps, there are 5 steps, but they're kind of large. You're covering a lot of ground. Okay. And it's about...
Kind of large as in, like, 3 feet tall each?
No, just across. Oh, so okay. The width of the step, you feel me?
Gotcha.
You got... you can see about 50 feet ahead, and then the path turns to the right, and you can't see past there. But yeah, you do see spider eggs and a lot of webbing.
Okay, I'm going to take, I think this might be a good precautionary move, and I'd like to, with the DM's permission, I'm going to talk to Shelby real quick.
Yeah.
But I have an idea for you. Shelby, I don't know how to tell you this.
Okay.
You're fucking, loud as fuck.
Thanks.
So here's what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You're going to get underneath my robes.
What?
Okay. I'm stealthy. You're not.
Okay.
Maybe so you can be
getting under
a little bit more stealthy. Not like just complete. You know what? Actually, here's a better idea.
Yeah.
Because that idea sucked and I realized that. Okay?
Yeah.
Why don't you hop on my back?
Okay. Shelby is small but dense.
Okay. Well. It's
pretty heavy, Tortle.
Daryl is swole.
What's Daryl's strength modifier?
9,000, I think.
I don't believe that for a second.
It's plus zero.
Okay. But do you have a weight written for Shelby?
Shelby is sitting around, I don't know, probably
be around the same as Erebus, or only like mid 200s.
Yeah, I was going to say like maybe like 250.
Here's what I'll do for you. You can carry Shelby and be stealth, but you have to roll your stealth again, and you have to roll it with disadvantage. Because he's heavy, it's hard for you to carry him. You would make more noise when you're stepping.
Hold on, can I cast...
Does this make sense?
I think that makes sense.
No, what I mean is, does this idea make sense?
It does make sense. It does make sense. I agree with you. I like the idea.
I cast enhanceability on Daryl.
Okay.
Ooh.
Which gives me what?
I give you bold strength. The target has advantage on strength check, or in his or her carrying capacity doubles.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Well, then. All right.
So that would probably just put it at a normal roll, then.
We could just go with your original roll at that point. We'd be plenty high.
Great.
Enough.
Okay, perfect.
Love it.
What are you doing?
I dropped a paperclip.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whether I'm going to want to use it or not.
It's up to you. Okay.
Watch out for spooters.
Spiders?
Spooters.
I love spiders.
Spooters.
Shelby loves spiders. I, Corey, fucking hate them.
I get it.
I was going to cast Spider Climb on Shelby if he's climbing out these spiders.
I cast Spider Climb on Corey.
I also have Web, so if I cast Web and Spider Climb on
you. This is a good idea.
I cast Spiders on Corey.
Just Spiders.
You just like swirl a finger around a web and just...
Okay, so we've gotten to the path that only goes right, I assume, so
yes.
far. And do I need to do another perception check?
Shelby falls asleep on...
No, you've seen everything that you can see from where you're at.
Okay, so we're getting to... do we have light in the room, or is
I mean, you guys have dim vision, and Shelby has a glowing stick.
So what? I guess my question is it lit now or is it not lit at all?
Oh, bro, it's so lit.
It's still dim vision and it's more lit up because of his makeshift torch. So you guys can see.
But there's no like torches on the wall or anything. I guess that's what I'm getting at.
No.
Okay.
Can I just start burning the webs away?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
You got like a fireball or?
No, I can just create fire in my hand.
Okay.
I'm just gonna like...
So you're just doing a gentle, like, cantrip. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Just a moment.
Ooh, fireworks show.
You're burning webbing and a bunch of spiders, like small spiders, like normal sized spiders.
I stomp on them.
Start kind of swarming out of the dark area of the tunnel that you're headed towards. And they're crawling on the walls and the ceiling and the floor. And they're coming at
you.
Can I
see
the
end of this tunnel?
There's roughly about 20. Well, they're headed your way. Let's roll initiative.
Shelby wakes up.
17 for Daryl.
9 for Shelby.
22.
7 for Sorrow.
So the spiders are swarming towards you. Dave and Daryl kind of notice at first and get ready. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Shelby and Sorrow are like, oh, what? And... by the time you guys are fully aware of what's going on, the spiders have already got to you.
Okay.
So, Dave, it's your turn first.
How big is this tunnel?
I would say...
But you said we could see
like
where
distance
it turns?
Or size?
Both.
It's about... Here, let me count it. It's only like 30 feet to the turn.
Hey, perfect.
And it's only like 5 feet wide, so...
Hey, Daryl. Daryl,
yeah.
Do you have something to take care of these spiders, bro?
I mean, probably, yeah.
Do you want?
I got this.
Go ahead.
Sure, yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Hey, listen.
I do like the idea of Dave punching each individual spider.
Listen,
you
listen,
should, you should,
guys.
My cat eats spiders. Come on, just go.
Guys,
my cats run away.
And girls,
yes, Daryl.
Spiders too.
Guys,
yeah.
I'm with Shelby on this one. I cast calm emotions
on the spiders.
You attempt to suppress strong emotions in a group of people. Each humanoid in a 20-foot radius sphere centered on a point you choose within range must make a charisma saving throw. A creature can choose to fail the saving throw if it wishes. If a creature fails the saving throw, blah-bitty-blah, blah-bitty-blah. Blah.
Just give him some edibles, man.
Uh-huh. And please roll a saving throw. Charisma.
So you're trying to calm their emotions.
Calm the spiders.
Do spiders have emotions?
I want you to roleplay this, and if you roleplay it the right way, then I'll let it happen. But I think that spiders are beasts, and generally this doesn't go down. But if you play it the way I want you to, I think you can.
All right.
So I want you to think outside the box a little bit. Like,
all right, I got it.
You want?
I've got Shelby on my back. And I'm still in stealth mode, even though we rolled a perception check. Hmm. Or I'm sorry,
the burning the web that made them
that's
aware.
Right. So
we're
out of stealth.
Well, so you're still. Technically, you're still stealth, but it's kind of irrelevant.
Still quiet,
at
got it. But yeah.
Okay, so I go, guys. Listen, I don't think they're here to hurt us. Shelby, you with me on this one?
Absolutely.
Take a hit, my friend. Yes!
That is.
And I blow
genius.
The smoke right at the spiders.
Yes, you do. Fuck, that's what I was hoping you were going for.
Can I help with that and like do like a light gust of wind to like waft it down the whole
So room? You are vaping the shit out of these tiny spiders.
Yeah.
And their miniature lungs.
Just hitting that cotton.
You got like moonleaf in there or just general?
Oh, you know, I got
just muscle relaxants.
Mm-hmm. Definitely in there.
Just a little moonleaf. Along with some. I don't know, barbiturates or something.
That's D&D go. Well, we got like 20 spiders high.
I like how you pretend you know what the class of drug barbiturates is.
You know, pharmaceuticals and...
painkillers.
Funiculin.
Okay. Do you have it written down what the range of your mage hand is? From your Your vape mage hand.
My vape hand. It doesn't say.
Oh, God.
It says a mage hand of sorts that will deal 2d6 bludgeoning damage or
how
spell
far
out
can a normal mage
silently.
Hand go?
That word that it spells out? Sah, dude.
Sah, dude. I like it. Okay. It wafts over the spiders. It's 30 feet, so we'll give it the whole range.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I mean, either way, there's a cloud of vape that they have to get through to get to you guys. So the spiders are charging, and you and Shelby blow vape into, like, kind of across the ground in words that say, saw dude.
Got it.
Saw dude. And the spiders kind of slow down dramatically, and they start... Well, I mean, you can't really see it. They're small. But if you could see them, they're kind of looking at their
hands.
Legs. And yeah.
And start making tie-dye webs all around.
If one of you could speak with spiders, they'd be like, I've got 8 fucking eyes. What the fuck is going on?
They
take
I can see.
Everything is pixelated.
They take a bunch of little pebbles and make beaded curtains in the...
And they're spiders, so it doesn't take a lot to get them, you know, so they're like blasted.
Nice.
So instead of like actively attacking you, there's just like a crowd of 20 spiders just like
chilling.
Some of them are like on their backs and they can't figure out how to get on their legs again.
Shelby's heart is so full from this pacifist angle Daryl just took.
it's way better than nip tendrils.
Last it as long as you can. So they're all just like tripping.
Nice.
Balls.
I love it.
I love it too. That was good.
And then their brothers and sisters.
I actually literally had that in mind and I wasn't going to let it work.
Really?
Unless you used your
vape
pen.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I've been looking for an excuse to use that thing.
That was perfect. Is that your turn?
Forgot about it.
Yeah, that's my turn.
Okay. Dave, you held your turn. You want to take it now or you want to hold still?
I'll hold still. I think we, like, can we, like, carefully move through them?
Well, it depends. I mean, I think you guys are still in initiative, so you kind of have to decide what you want to do. But the way I played this out is they have web sense, so all the spiders that are on web know you guys are burning web, basically.
I got this. I get Shelby off my back. Hey, partner, how's that treating you there, buddy? And I put him down.
Good. Shelby just sits down and is, like, watching the spiders.
Listen, maybe we shouldn't have burned all that webs. I'm talking to you, spiders. I'm sorry that we burned your webs. It's your home, and I get it. But if we could, like, continue on from here, that would be incredible. Like, if you could just, like, have you ever heard of that story where they part the seas? But I would like to part the spiders, though.
So. Okay, have you ever seen Peanuts?
Yeah.
The cartoon with Charlie Brown? Sure. All the spiders are hearing is,
but is it friendly?
Shelby,
they don't care. They're out of their minds.
Shelby rolls onto his back and he's like, "Wheelbarrow me," because his shell's round and it would just kind of gently push. You guys can. Like,
oh,
push
him.
30 more spiders that are not yet high.
Oh shit!
come rolling through like the corridor.
I start to push you. Oh god!
Oh god!
So smart, you fellers, huh?
I it literally, like, spiders can't understand common.
Yeah, no, I love it. That's totally fine.
The idea of Daryl just talking to spiders is really funny.
I like
me.
It. I think if River was like, here, guys, she would have shed a tear out of appreciation.
River would have just died.
Dave, do you want to take your turn, or do you want to? It's the spiders after you, so
they're like spider-sized spiders.
Yes. Absolutely. No, I think they're straight up like, have you ever seen a giant house spider?
Like quarter size.
Yeah, probably a little bit smaller than a quarter. Yeah.
Okay, guys, there's no need to worry. These guys probably can't even bite us. Let's just go.
I mean, if you want a bunch of spiders swarming you, but you can use your turn to move. Like, that's full, you can use a full move action.
I can go a ridiculous amount of feet with my full move action.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to do that. It's up to you. You might... What you could do is you could come to the turn and kind of see what's around the corner.
Yeah, I can get to the turn.
Yeah.
We're in a dark tunnel.
Yeah.
So there's shadows.
Yeah.
I'm just going to walk over to, like, behind his torch and just, like, fall into the shadows. And then I'm going to pop up over on the other side. I'm going to move 60 feet by shadows instantly.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's sick. That's a good way to do it, actually.
So I'm just, like... I just, like, fall backwards.
So how does this... Like, do you know...
I just pop up.
So we're all like, oh, shit, more spiders. And Dave's just like...
Do you know, logistically, are you, like, technically traveling through shadows? Or are you physically, like, using the shadows to hide?
So I'm teleporting via shadows.
Okay, yeah. You can do it, and they don't get...
Tree-walking. You have that at this level?
Yeah.
You're sure?
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's hella cool.
But... Yeah, that's powerful.
Yeah, that was at 6th level.
Okay, so you're popping up at the end of the path so you can see it to where it turns?
Shit, you guys see it? Fuck!
I only have 4th level.
He's like all the way down there.
4th level spells. You have 6th level spells.
No, it's a 6th level character.
Oh. You are a little bit high. The spiders are like off out of their minds, but you... He did just teleport, you know? Yeah. It's not weird for you to be...
There was just no warning, so it was just like, whoa.
I love that you're, like, high enough to notice a weird thing, you know?
Oh, he's just, like, chill enough to be like, what?
He just disappeared and appeared over there. What the fuck is going on?
I didn't know. Did you know he could do that?
Do I need to roll a perception check for that?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, if it's high enough, I'll give you a little more.
Shelby just wanted to seem in the know. He didn't know that.
That's a 10. 10?
That's a 10.
Okay, then I'll tell you what's in line of sight.
Does he have a tell? 60
feet from me.
Really yeah. big 60? The whole time.
So you see, you turn to the right and you see straight ahead of you. You can tell, remember when you guys were crossing the stream? You guys decided to go up the stream straight to the fountain.
Uh-huh.
But the path went forward ahead. Mm-hmm. And you can see a path that looks like that one intersecting with
the
turn.
Isn't that the one I went down?
I think you did. I think you did go down it a little ways yeah. and then come back around.
Mm-hmm.
You can see an opening to the left. It's only 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40. It's only 40 feet ahead of you, and then there's a dead end where that path from the right intersects. And then off to the left, there's a cavernous opening. But you can't... It's dark in there, and you can't fully see inside. But you can see a couple larger spiders... some mama, like a mama and a papa, getting ready to join the fray. And yeah. and you can also see a lot of smaller spiders who...
How big are these ones?
They're technically... They're called giant spiders, but their size is actually large. Oh, yeah, they're huge. They're big.
They're real big?
They're like human-sized, yeah.
Well, humans are medium.
Okay, so they're bigger than humans.
Yeah.
Mm.
So these are like Skyrim...
They're big spiders.
I don't think they're...
They're like a Shelob. They're like Shelob-sized spiders.
I don't know what that means.
Shelob is the spider from Lord of the Rings.
I was waiting for the... I couldn't remember that Harry Potter
yeah.
spider.
Yeah.
I just said that earlier. Yeah, you did it earlier.
Aragog.
You see... Pictures. Some giant spiders headed your way, and you see there's tiny, there's normal sized spiders just all over the fucking place. There's like a whole, like, it seems like they're endless. There's a swarm of them.
But you're by yourself at this point in your shadow walk.
Am I still hidden from those ones?
Yeah, you passed them, so they're unaware of you.
Okay.
To the ultimate, like, they're facing forward, kind of.
They're aware that somebody touched the webs, but they can't directly see me.
Well, and you burn the webs, so they don't really have that anymore.
Oh,
but the spiders that aren't accounted for here, these guys are still high. These ones are looking ahead. They're not really aware of you. Okay. And these two see you. And
those two do see me?
Yeah, and any normal sized ones with them.
Okay. Well, that's my action, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so...
I mean, I can move back, but that kind of seems counterproductive.
I know we didn't... I think, Daryl, you're kind of at the head of the group, so sure. They're gonna get to you first.
Yeah,
Oh, damn.
They
nat 20 to Anya. Mm-hmm. So the spiders, the tiny spiders, I'm treating them as a swarm.
Okay.
So the first group crits, I'm gonna roll for all three of them. Let's say the second ones go after Shelby... they got 17 to hit.
That ties my armor class.
Which means they do yep. hit.
Yeah.
And then the next ones are not going to hit. First let's deal with
Daryl.
Daryl, these spiders just swarm you, and you like wiggling and moving. You can get some of them off of you.
Okay.
But like 10 little spiders are able to crawl kind of up your legs and bite you. And they do 10 damage, just straight up piercing damage.
Okay.
And then roll a constitution save.
Nat 20.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
They bite you, but their little fangs don't get very deep, and so they just do straight up 10 piercing damage, and that's it.
One more
thing. Bro, not cool.
Shelby?
Not cool, and I brush him off.
Do you have any kind of natural armor or anything?
No.
That's just 17 is my natural armor.
And they
tied it. So yeah,
they do 10 damage to you
okay.
and roll a constitution saving.
So that was one group of 10, not one group of 30?
Yeah.
And then the second one was attacking
the
him?
The third group of the 10 didn't hit with their attack. And the second group is attacking
that's 7.
Shelby.
Okay.
Okay. You take 4 poison damage.
Okay.
And I'm not entirely sure. I don't think you're poisoned. I think you just take poison damage.
Okay.
So you took 14 total. I think it's not until the later, bigger spiders that we need to worry about actual poison.
Okay.
One more thing. I forgot to ask, how far away are the big spiders from me?
They're what did I say, 30 feet was the range to the turn? Yeah, so they're about 30 feet. They're far.
Do you want to roll initiative for those? Are they approaching?
They're entering.
Can I retcon that I do one more thing before I end my turn?
Sure.
I'd like to use patient defense.
Is that a bonus?
Or? How does that work?
So I spend a key point to go into a defensive stance.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. So you're kind of... You prepared yourself to be, like...
Yeah, because I was like, fuck, all right, these guys are a little bigger. I'm going to go ahead and puff up my chest.
There you go.
Shelby.
Say it with your chest.
Yeah.
Shelby, you got about 10 spiders on you. There's 10 spiders swarming Daryl, and there's 10 that were after Sorrow, but they weren't able to get her. She was, you know, she stayed out of their range.
Okay, I'm covered in spiders. I'm going to jump and pull myself into my shell and, like, hit the wall. Like, and just try to, like, shake them off in one full and probably crush it.
Okay, roll a athletics check.
That's a nat 20 and a 21 total.
Wow. Holy crap.
Good ass rolls.
There's a cave in.
Okay, so you pull your arms, legs, and head trapped into your shell really quickly, and you jump into the cave wall. Yeah. I'm going to say that you kind of hit the wall and roll in such a way. I mean, it's a nat 20.
Yeah.
You kill or maim all of the spiders. So there's some of them that just have, like, a broken leg.
Yeah.
But most of them are dead, and all of them are out of commission.
Okay.
Which is, blam. That was.
And then I pop back out and go, sorry.
I didn't expect a nat 20. Dang.
Yeah.
Is that your action? Because that was kind of a move.
Yeah, it was kind of like I felt like that was kind of an attack.
That makes sense.
I think that's fair that to be called an action.
Sorrow.
So Dave's around the corner, correct?
Yeah. Well, you can see him. He's like at the turn.
Can I use my movement to get in front of them?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do, like, an area of effect spell and you don't have, like, spell shaping, you can just, step ahead of them.
Yeah, and tell Dave to take a step. I'm going to cast a Gnarzer's Scorcher, and a light of roaring flame 30 feet by 50 feet wide emanates from a direction I choose.
Okay.
So all the spiders have to make a dexterity saving throw.
They got a 10. Okay, so they failed. Kind of like a flamethrower fire?
30 feet by 5 feet wide, so it pretty much fills the...
But do you picture it as like a cone of like flamethrower fire? Is it like a fireball?
It's up to you. A line of roaring flame. I guess, like a flamethrower.
Okay, I kind of... A line of roaring flame I see coming out of the ground.
So it emanates from you in the direction you choose, so I'm choosing straight down the tunnel at the spider.
I kind of like the idea of you, like, put your hand out, and then flame comes out of the ground, like, in a line.
Sure, yeah.
Consecutively. I like that. Big, big flame wall in a line.
Mm-hmm. 8, 7.
Oh, nice. 16 and...
8, 7?
33
damage to everything.
Holy shit. You take out the spiders that were after you, the spiders that were still aggressive, and a group of the high spiders who were, like, chilling there.
And, a group of the high spiders.
After you...
How much damage?
Out of the ceiling spiders? 33.
Okay, there's one set of 10 still high spiders kind of on the ground in front of you guys. The two giant spiders are coming up on Dave, and there are 20 more baby spiders behind
him. Wow, that was my shell. That was a lot of fire. I didn't know you could do that.
I don't like spiders, man.
I mean, what did they ever do to us? I mean, I guess they attacked us, but...
Giant spiders are charging... Dave, what does your defensive position do for you?
You have disadvantage on all attacks.
Damn.
Hey, by the way, we should probably go help Dave, because I think there might be something wrong with him. I'm not sure if there's a couple of big spiders or not, but we should probably...
I thought I heard him say, oh, fuck.
8.
No.
And the second spider... Damn it. 9.
Nope.
Okay, neither of the spiders are able to hit you. They try to bite you, but you're like You're a dexterous little cat.
I'm like the wind.
Yeah, and they can't do it. So it's back to Daryl.
Okay, so I have run up there to where Dave is. Okay. And I see two big-ass spiders, yeah?
And then you come back.
Yeah, there's two giant spiders and 20 baby spiders with them.
All right, guys, these spiders are pretty big, so we're probably going to have to take care of them. I mean, these little guys, I play with them all the time, but these big guys, I don't think so. Wait, I'll try to talk to them. Hey, guys, it's me, Daryl.
Mama, 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 mama.
Guys, they don't seem to be responding.
You're such a good communicator, Daryl.
I think I'm going to go with, let's go with Guiding Bolt. A flash of light streaked towards a creature of your choice in range. Make a range spell attack. On a hit, target takes 46 radiant damage.
Okay, and you're just targeting, I'm guessing, the giant spider closest
to... Motherfucker! Nat 20 again! That's 3 today!
You can choose upper body or lower body of the spiders that you want to focus on. Because you rolled so good, I'm giving you, like, some precision.
Do you need a pencil?
Love it.
So you can go torso, head, or hands, or legs.
Okay, I'm going to go head.
Okay.
Eyes, specifically. Okay. I want them to be able to see.
You're attacking their eyes with... And what is it again? Shoot.
So this is, I just lost it.
A bolt of lightning?
Yeah, guiding bolt. No. So it's radiant damage, which I assumed that they would probably be weak to. That's why I chose it.
66?
46.
46.
And then double.
Cut that up.
All right, go ahead and add your roll your 46.
Oh, okay.
Here, so I've got 4, 2, that's 6, and 3 is 9, plus 5 is 14. And the next attack roll made against the target before the end of your next turn has advantage, thanks to the mystical dim light glittering on the target until then.
Oh, that's sick.
So the next person who attacks is going to get advantage.
How much damage did you do?
I did 14 damage.
Times it by 2. No, but that's not. Oh, that's because of the crit. Yeah.
Oh, of course. Okay, so 28.
28 in the face.
Straight up taking out their eyes.
So at first you're like shocking this spider, but then it just kind of like a lot of power comes out of you. You did the spell just right, or it's however it works.
Palpatine style.
Yeah, and it explodes. Power! It like microwaves from the inside and kind of blows up.
Love it.
So you took out one of the giant spiders.
Shit. Love it.
Yeah, it's dead. It's fucking dead!
Okay, guys. We tried talking to it, and I tried blowing it up. What's next? Oh, I did blow it. Okay, who's next?
There's another giant spider and 20 normal-sized spiders coming at you, and it is Dave's turn.
I'm going to take on the other
giant spider.
Giant spider.
Good choice, good
and
choice.
I have advantage.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to use Leaping Flame. Okay, I'm assuming both of those hit.
They're, here, I'll tell you, tell me what you rolled, and I'll tell you what they're...
I rolled a natural 16 plus 7, and I can't do math right now.
Their armor is 14, so you fucked them up real good. Okay.
I could
have added. I'm so tired.
It's 23, buddy.
And it's just the next attack, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The next attack.
So that is...
Just tell me the numbers, buddy.
12 points of damage.
Okay.
For my first hit.
Noise.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's still up.
What's still up?
The spider?
Giant spider? Yeah.
So I'm going to do Fury of Blows.
I like that.
That's a 19 and a nat 1.
The 19 to hit?
19.
Yeah, the 19 hits and the opposite of a crit obviously does not.
Oh, I need you to make a con save for this thing if it lives at the end, by the way.
Okay, well, let's wait and see how much damage you do.
9 points, plus 14.
Okay. Right, from the additional, like, the previous damage?
Yeah, so 14 plus 9.
Yeah.
23. Mm-hmm. Is it still up?
Yes.
Okay, so I need to make you...
But it's bloodied.
You need to make 2 constitution saving throws.
They got 10 and 5.
Neither one of those hit, so that's another 5 damage.
Okay, so with the poison claws, you get them.
Perfect. Okay.
He goes down and he goes...
Oh, they're not immune to poison?
Well, actually, yeah, they are. Damn it. But...
Hey, I'm not trying to screw over Josh. I'm just saying.
No,
spiders.
I should have known that.
I have, no. I have one more attack anyway.
Does it
so.
Still do the damage, or it's just not at all?
Hold on. Are they resistant to poison, or are they immune?
Vulnerability to fire damage, immunity to bludgeoning, poison, and psychic damage. Immunity.
Okay,
immunity.
Yeah, no worries. I got one more.
Okay.
15.
That hits.
Okay. Just and...
Just tell me the numbers.
Is it more than... Oh,
15.
Yeah. You kill him, and you kill a few of the next
perfect.
Horde that's coming through.
Okay, that's it, right? Yeah.
Yep. Okay, there are 20...
Oh, can I move?
Yes.
Because this... Is this, like, the same size hallway? Like, am I going to get attacks of opportunities from spiders if I try to move past them?
No, the only remaining spiders that are behind you are high. The ones that are coming at you are in front of you. Does that make sense?
Okay, but can I move down the hallway so I can see farther?
Further down to see around the corner?
Then you would get an attack.
Yeah, that'll swarm you with spiders.
Gotcha.
That'll, yeah.
I see where you're at.
You'll be going through the spiders to do that. But if you went back towards your group, I think
linearly.
You're in a good spot. Linearly? You're basically where everyone wants to be. They're going to have to catch up with you.
Okay.
But because you're ahead, you're linearly gathering more attacks.
Okay, no worries.
No, it's not.
Okay, so this next group, we're going to add another giant, two more giant spiders.
So many fucking spiders in this cave.
One more giant spider, and there's 40 more tiny spiders, normal-sized spiders behind them, coming at you, getting in position. The 20 who are already there are going to attack Dave. And that is a nat 1. They literally run into the vape, and now they're high. the second group, 17 to hit, I think.
Misses.
So they aren't able to get you. All right, after the spider, it's your turn, Shelby.
Shelby kind of looks at Saro, and he's like, "Follow me." And he runs up to Dave, and he goes, "Hey, Dave, I heard there's some stuff going on." And once I see the spiders in front, I'm going to take out oil for a lantern and put it in my slingshot and shoot it into the group of spiders.
All right.
Love it.
17.
All right. You are able to just aim it just right. That's a good roll. And you cover basically from you to the end of the opening. Where it turns out to the left, covered in oil. Everything that's visible. So that includes 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 normal-sized spiders and one giant spider.
Sweet. And Shelby looks at Saro and he's like, "Flame on!"
So Saro casts Firebolt at the oil. It's a cantrip.
Nice.
Range spell attack. 20, not net.
Yeah, that hits. These guys are all on fire and die because the normal spiders only have 1 HP.
Oh, okay.
And then you're actually doing your bolt at the giant spider.
Okay. So he takes 7 damage.
7 damage?
Mm-hmm. 7 fire damage, which he's vulnerable to, so that's doubled, right?
14. Let's do 14 fire damage, and he's on fire, so like each round he's going to take...
Taking damage, like 1d4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Nice. Nice, Shelby.
Okay.
She tries to give Shelby a high five.
Okay, it is the giant spider's turn. He takes another 5 points of damage from being on fire from oil. That's what you said, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
that'd be 19.
It goes for 2 rounds.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's this one round that he's getting 5, and he'll get it again.
Yup.
Calm
yup.
yourself.
If he survives,
he is going to shoot webbing at Saro.
And not at me.
He gets she just lit him on fire, so he's kind of 22 to hit.
It hits.
Okay,
what's your AC?
11.
Your AC is 11?
I'm a caster.
Glass cannon.
Okay, make a DC check, DC 12 strength check.
19. Oh, yeah.
Okay, wow. So you are restrained, but you're going to break out basically when it's on your turn.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have a normal turn, so that did nothing. Except you have gross webbing on you. So he shoots you with webbing and wraps you up, but you are strong enough that you just, like, tear it away. And he's like, oh, fuck. These guys are another...
That's so gross.
Another level.
I hate it, but I'm laughing.
It was fine until he started commenting.
Daryl, there is a very bloodied giant spider.
Daryl, get at me. Just shot me with this.
20 high spiders behind you, and that's all you're fully aware of right now.
As a bonus action, can I take some webbing and ball it up and throw it at Daryl?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Sacred Flame. Hey, butt, don't do that to my friend.
Yeah, you butt.
Gross. It's super gross, and I'm gonna fire you.
Big butt.
So you're coming over here with everyone else. What did you roll?
12.
That does not hit.
Quick, someone get some dental.
Your butt. Did you roll a 12?
No, I rolled a 5.
Oh, okay.
Actually, what I did was I fucking set my dice down, essentially.
Not. You shoot some fiery fire, but you, no. You know, as you can see.
I missed.
There's not, you know.
I'm not going to move up, though.
There's not enough.
I'm going to stay back with the high spiders. We're going to chill.
Okay, so you're more back here?
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, you had to come back. You came up to shoot your fireball, but it didn't go far enough.
I don't give a shit about that.
And then you came back here.
I'm gonna run up and punch that spider.
Right in his eyeballs?
Right in his kisser.
Alright, before you do that, he takes another 5 points of damage from being on fire.
And he dies, you can tell, and you miss, and
you can tell that the fire is kind of going out. But he's like, if you saw a spider and it was like...
on fire?
Blood was coming out of it, and all of his legs had been chewed off by ants. That's like the condition that this spider is in.
Okay.
So it's just he's a still alive. Though.
So make sure you use your best spell.
At this point, it's just putting him out of his misery.
Well, hopefully I can hit him.
Hey, Dave, could you get that butt over there? Because I missed.
Such a butt.
That's a 15 to hit.
That hits.
You sit on him and flex your butt and crush his head.
And that's gonna be 12 points of fire damage.
From your butt
to 24.
He is dead.
Killed it.
Welcome to Buttcast.
Okay.
Dungeons and Dairy Airs.
Now there's another thing. They look like angry brothers.
You kill the spider. You kill the giant spider. Actually, if you find the bestiary, if you want, there's pictures of these
they
and you
look
can look
like
at
angry
them.
Broccoli.
What are they?
They're called Edder Caps.
Oh, gross.
In fact, I told you already, but one of you rolled a nature check and passed. It's an Edder Cap.
They're definitely me.
They're basically spider whisperers. They're like kind of half spider, but more humanoid.
Okay.
And they can talk, and they're kind of like sheepdogs for sheep, but they're Edder Caps for spiders. Exactly.
Are we in initiative right
now? So they're kind of like spider herders. Yes. Yeah. You're still in the same initiative. These guys are going
to
be...
Well, what I'm saying is, do we need to re-roll initiative for a new fight, or can I do an action?
Well, technically, it's still my turn.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, we're still in the exact same initiative. They are... oh, damn. They're at the very end here. These are gone by now.
Yep.
Well, actually, let's leave those there just for funsies.
In case the high spiders
for
funsies. Like to get us.
Yeah, these are the high spiders. Okay, there's two Edder Caps, and they say,
"Hello."
Don't move, or the man gets it.
And this Edder Cap is holding basically all you can tell is a ball of webbing, but it's human shaped.
Look something up.
Yeah. And We're currently making a mental note for
Corey.
Corey, are you listening?
Hey, Corey, cut all that shit out that I said about the liquid tendrils hitting 30 spiders, because it doesn't work like that, okay?
It's just not real.
Thanks, bud, and you're super awesome, and I love you.
Corey, you're a piece of shit.
No,
Corey,
you hear me?
Corey, don't listen to him, motherfucker?
Corey, don't listen to those words, those negative words.
Kind to you because you're in the room, Corey.
Just rub your nipples and feel better.
Corey, rub my nipples and feel better.
It's just the one liquid tendril nipple anyway.
Corey, rub my nipples and feel better. No, rub my nipples.
Hey, I've got some nipples that need to be rubbed.
Hey, Corey, remember those weird talking mice? They're back.
Boner.